If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast.
Bringing you the latest from the world of sports, DFS, and gambling. With over 5 years of hot takes and millions of downloads later, I guess he's been doing something right. Now, sit back and listen to one of the sharpest minds in the game. Here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
All right, welcome to the show, folks. Gonna preview the Sunday Night Football matchup between the Bills and the Ravens. And I am already getting distracted because the Browns are finding new and ever so creative ways to convince me that this team is cursed with Deshaun Watson on it. Because Amari Cooper gets a touchdown called back, and oh man, it's just, it's a penalty, but man, that alone is just a play where, whew, that's a whopper. It's like that was like a 70 yard touchdown pass, just and run and just completely negated. But with that being said, like, we got to talk about the Sunday night game, even with these afternoon games going on. Chiefs in a grind against the Chargers. You know, if the Chargers were remotely a good team, like, they would be beating the Chiefs right now. It's like the Chiefs are just in a struggle, and Rashee Rice went down. They're just trying to figure it out. They're probably just going to have to lean on Kelce to win this game. But the bigger question is, if Rashee Rice is gone for an extended period of time, what do you do with the offense now? Because essentially, you are back to where you were last year without having deep vertical threats and try to figure it out. It's like they are struggling right now. But, you know, anywho, let's talk about the Bills and Ravens. So this is a very strange game to me because both of these teams want to run the football. And we know the Bills haven't been pass happy the last couple of years, but they have made a concerted effort to run the ball with James Cook and Josh Allen and just be a little bit more diverse, especially this year with no Stephon Diggs and no real wide receiver one on this team. They've been focused on the running game, try to balance it out and get a little bit more variation in terms of what they can do with some of their combinations. So they have to work with the run to set up the play action. So realistically, what I expect out of this game is still more pass combinations to various receivers. But in terms of the running game, it's going to be James Cook. But I do think there's room for Ty Johnson to get involved in this game. And I'm going to bring up Ty Johnson a lot because I think in terms of pass catching and general speed, I think he's faster than James Cook. That may be more valuable in this matchup. Not that he's a better running back than James Cook. I'm just saying in this matchup, the speed alone to get around some of those linebackers, because you're going to have the Ravens crashing quite a bit. I want to say Keith Hamilton, but it's Ty Hamilton. The safety, like, he loves, like, just bombing down the gaps to, like, blow up plays. And realistically, what the Bills are going to need from their team is, A, the blocking to be consistent, B, no bad turnover. So they really need to kind of cut down on that. So it was like more straightforward north-south plays, get the play action going, allow for Dalton Kincaid, Shakir to get in the gaps in the slots and take advantage of their speed advantages on some of the Ravens linebackers and go from there. Because Shakir can beat some of these guys just on pure footwork alone. I still don't consider him a true number one, but, you know, it is. He is the best option the Bills have in the wide receiver corps, and Kincaid is a matchup nightmare. So I do think he's going to get featured quite a bit. So that's where I look at the Bills' standpoint. Now, from a Ravens standpoint, you've blown multiple leads. And so with that, back to basics for the Ravens. They got to run the ball consistently, and that means get Derrick Henry to rock, some design runs for Lamar Jackson, and then figure it out from there. The Ravens have been getting way too cute with complex passing games. Not that Lamar can't throw the ball. Lamar can easily throw the ball. The issue is to make this offense has been predicated on using the run and play action to create some pass plays versus just using more complex pass plays on its own and that be the end of it. Like my concern is the Ravens getting into a situation where they stall themselves out by trying to complicate the offense, and it allows the Bills to get too far out ahead to start the game, and then the Ravens are playing catch-up because the Ravens are better off playing with a big lead, letting the defense be as aggressive as they need to be, and making it quick three and outs. When teams get extended drives going against the Ravens and the Ravens have to get back and defend, like that's when the oh-you-know-what factor happens and the Ravens start falling apart because that defense is not built for extended drives. Extended drives kills the Ravens defense and they never get their stamina back. So that's why when they get into these protracted games in the second half and it's back and forth and both teams are driving, the Ravens defense just doesn't make plays because they are just too gassed out in the second half. I don't know if it's just because of the build of the players being more athletic and not big body, and they can't take the pounding, but for whatever reason, you know, the Ravens just do not match up well against teams when they are running at them, so to speak, with fast tempo, no huddle offense, and they got things going. So to me, that's the worry with the Ravens is Josh Allen could easily go up tempo with the Bills offense and get the Ravens in a very bad spot defensively, especially when it comes to the second half. So a good start is pretty much a must for the Ravens. You know, we talked about this in, with the picks earlier today in that I believe the Bills win this game. I don't look at this as Bills being the underdog here. It's on the Ravens to prove that they can execute consistently to get a win here. I didn't feel comfortable with taking the Ravens as a favorite here. I think the Bills should have been favored. But that being said, the game plan for the Ravens has to be, you know, you stay consistent and you take advantage of the fact that the Bills will turn the ball over if you give them enough rope to hang themselves with. It's just a caveat of the Bills. They will turn the ball over. It is what it is. So, again, kind of laid out the game plan for both teams. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to break down my DFS build because it's going to – I think we're going to have to go two separate – well, three separate tracks of how this game plays out. But I'll kind of give my thoughts on how we set that up and kind of go from there. But I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. The Fantasy Throwdown Podcast will be right back after our sponsors pay the bills.
Folks, our personal data is being distributed constantly, every day, without us ever doing business with a company. Data brokers are collecting people's personal information to sell it to any number of companies. They are gathering data from public records, databases, and your online activities and use it without you even knowing it. These guys have your name, address, email. And if you ever wonder how spammers keep getting your phone number, the answer is data brokers. So what can you do to protect yourself from this nightmare? Incogni steps in to repeatedly scrub your name off of any database tied to these guys, as long as you are a customer. They go through the hassle of engaging with these companies so you do not have to keep going through an endless chain of unsubscribe requests, that go nowhere. Go to Incogni.com and use discount code FANTASYTHROWDOWN for 60% off an annual membership. That's Incogni.com/FANTASYTHROWDOWN for 60% off an annual plan. Let Incogni help ensure your data privacy today.
Welcome back to the show. Hope you got your popcorn ready.
So, a couple of things here. With the Bills' offensive situation being essentially a roulette wheel of sorts between pass catchers, I don't love the idea of specifically targeting one specific pass catcher unless you're running 20-plus lineups or so. Mainly because of the fact that if you get the pass catcher wrong, you're pretty much SOL, because I think Josh Allen is going to spread this ball around quite a bit against the Ravens, and they're still going to run it. So, to me, I look at it from the standpoint of Josh Allen the captain, and then you can start using smaller pieces from the receiving corps. So, I would focus on Shakir and Dalton Kincaid if you're running Allen captain. And then I would still take a pass-catching back like Ty Johnson. To me, I think Ty Johnson makes a ton of sense here. The reason why I don't like Ray Davis, because Ray Davis is basically the substitute for James Cook when the game's either out of hand. So it's garbage time carry. So essentially, blowout script is where Ray Davis factors in. But it's such a blowout that at that point, I don't think he's going to actually get much run. And Ray Davis at 2,800 pretty much negates his value. I think Ty Johnson at 2,400, Mac Hollins as a wide receiver at 2K, those are the plays that work. I don't look at anything else in terms of some of these builds. To me, it doesn't make a whole ton of sense. So that's where I kind of focus on the cheapies being Matt Collins and Ty Johnson. You could go up to Nelson Aguilar at 3,200 on the Ravens side, but I don't see much there. Curtis Samuel is an option there at 3,400 if you want to swap out Shakir or Dalton Kincaid. I would swap out Shakir before Kincaid. Kincaid has basically become the safety blanket. The issue is that Kincaid has essentially made Dawson Knox irrelevant. Dawson Knox is at 1,600. Essentially, Dawson Knox is a Mercedes Lewis type play. For those who know that, like, Mercedes Lewis has hung on in the NFL as a blocking tight end. And, once in a blue moon, every 10 to 15 games, he'll catch a pass-catching touchdown. And he's been doing it for in the NFL for the better part of 15 years now. But, again, that's the once-in-a-blue-moon play. So I look at Dawson Knox as a 150 lineup type guy, like truth be told. So to me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense using Dawson Knox. I'd rather play Matt Collins. He's at least been featured. I know he only has 4 catches on the year, or maybe it's 3 catches. I can't remember. I know the total is low, but he at least gets deeper pass vertical routes when they're running a play for him, or they'll run a quick hitter for him. But he does run a good amount of snaps, and he's one of those guys that can kind of get behind the defense. And as I said, the Ravens get very aggressive, and at some point, that secondary is going to blow a coverage somewhere. I don't know who it's going to be. I think it's most likely going to be Shakir, but I can't guarantee that. That's why this game is kind of like a roulette wheel. But I know Josh Allen's going to throw the ball, and I know he's going to run the ball. So that's where, from a value standpoint, Josh Allen captain, I want to get Kincaid in there priority-wise. And then you kind of roll into some of the other Bills receivers. But Kincaid and Shakir are a 1 and 2. And then a cheapie I want in Ty Johnson. That's where I'm kind of building. And then I can fit in Lamar Jackson in that build and kind of work out the math from there in terms of the lineup. But don't want to give a full lineup. But, you have an idea of what I'm thinking. in terms of the roster construction, because this is where it gets a little dicey. The second build. So that was the build script for a pretty decided victory with Josh Allen, and I'm concentrating the roulette to the two primary options and the pass-catching running back. The Ravens build. Instead of Lamar Jackson, I want to go Derrick Henry. The reason why I want to go Derrick Henry over Lamar in a Ravens script where the Ravens play a disciplined game to beat the Bills, they need to run the ball. And the best way they can run the ball is just use Derrick Henry and the threat of Lamar running to give that option to freeze up defenders enough where you can get the blockers like Ricard and Mark Andrews out. They probably play Isaiah Likely as well and have them all blocking downfield to get runs going for Derrick Henry, because basically with Derrick Henry, all he needs is enough carries to eventually hit that home run. And he just blows past everyone. Now, again, Henry's getting up there, but he's looked good so far, so I have no doubt that Derrick Henry can't just stride outreach everyone on the field if he gets open space, and if they get into that second level to block the Bills, Derrick Henry's gone on a play, and it only takes one run to break a team. So, to me, I think Derrick Henry can get to 120, 150 yards tonight. It's just a matter of, you know, when he can get a big run going and go from there if they stay consistent with the running game. So that's the Ravens' win condition is Derrick Henry. Obviously, Lamar's going to put up points as well, but I'd rather concentrate with Lamar in the flex and Derrick Henry in the captain. And then from there, I can play Josh Allen. I can play some of his other pieces, and you've already heard the guys I want to prioritize. So, you know, you can do the math from there when you play Derrick Henry, because Derrick Henry's price tag in the captain's 14.7. He's only 9,800 in general. Josh Allen's is 11K in the flex. Lamar's 10.8. When you start doing the math, you start running out of room very quickly with this game script. On either side of the ball. It's like, it's going to be a very concentrated vertical. I don't like Zay Flowers tonight. 8,600. I don't think it's a Zay Flowers game. You can throw on the Bills, but for what the Ravens kind of need, they need to control the clock and give that defense a rest, because Josh Allen with multiple possessions is going to carve up that secondary at some point. So I think the Ravens need to kill the clock and make it work from there. So that's where I would focus the attention on, is kind of getting it into a better spot overall in terms of the build. So that's essentially the way I would go at it from a Ravens standpoint. Now, the third build is the interesting one, and I think it's a goofy one, but I think most people say I'm clowning myself for this one, but like realistically, I think you got to do a pump play in the captain, and I'm going with Ty Johnson. The reason being is that he's been they've been using him on flare routes in the backfield, catching passes against linebackers, and if you can get anything out of Ty Johnson, his cost in the captain is going to be so low, because he's at 2,400. He'd be 3,600 in the captain spot. You can fit in all the horses, so you can fit in Allen, Lamar, and Derrick Henry, and if this game goes back and forth, all those guys are going to score points. And, you know, that can be the winning lineup wherein, you know, you get a couple of plays out of Ty Johnson. If he gets to 10 points, and I know that's a lot, but realistically, if he catches a couple of passes, you know, it's PPR. A couple of passes, he's getting closer to that period where, you know, 3-4 catches, 36 yards. You're getting in that very day world where all he needs is a little bit more. It's like, yeah, a touchdown would be the ideal scenario where you get a couple of catches, one of them being a touchdown. You get over 10 points. Everyone else hits as a stud. And then that's your script where, and the studs are doing so well that you need to fit everyone in, and no one's on the utility side in terms of the receivers or the running backs outside of Henry are doing a ton, I think that's where you kind of get, because Ty Johnson's getting work with this Bills offense. Whether people want to accept it or not, Ty Johnson is the third down back over James Cook, and they use him in the passing game. They've been running him in routes. They may not always go to him because, like I said, the Bills' passing offense is a little bit like a roulette wheel, but I know I said you don't want to use the other pass-catching guys in the roulette wheel. This is the exception because of the math involved. Ty Johnson can kind of get there. Now, again, this is the riskiest play because you need all the studs to go off and Ty Johnson to do something for that to work. This is not a you can get there with a $200 play and it's a $300 play and you just hope for the best. Like, you need Ty Johnson to do something. So, again, with any pump play in the captain, you run the risk of it bombing out completely. So, choose at your own risk, but I do think Ty Johnson works in the captain spot for tonight. It's just one of those things from a math perspective. I think it does kind of work out. You just need to hope that some of the other cheapies, like an Aguilar, doesn't go off and have a big game, or Curtis Samuel doesn't score a touchdown. You need something like that to happen and it to be concentrated amongst the studs, but I think there's a scenario where that can happen. So, anywho, that's going to do it for me. Like I said, I still think the Bills win this game, but I do think there is some variance in terms of the Bills where you can kind of get this into a more unique spot overall in terms of your roster construction. So hopefully this helps. Good luck tonight. And yeah, we'll catch up with some of the other weekend action, because I do want to talk about the Knicks getting Cat and other things that happened over the course of this weekend. So yeah, stick around for, you know, Monday, and we'll do a recap of the weekend sports. So take care, folks.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major outlets.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.